The Norwich City football team did not have a great week. They lost at home on Saturday to Sunderland and then only drew away to struggling Huddersfield on Wednesday. We have a report on that second match and an explanation of why BBC Radio Norfolk's Chris Gorham was not commentating. Spoiler alert, it had nothing to do with Gary Lineker. In another story from Carrow Road, the Canaries have issued warnings to three fans after a flare was thrown during their recent match with Millwall. And in a different sport, Lotus workers at Hethel have launched a new bike for Team GB's Olympic hopefuls. Alison will start with the news from Huddersfield.
Injury woes and a red card compounded Norwich City's woes on a frustrating evening as they drew 1-1 with struggling Huddersfield Town. Gabriel Sara opened the scoring for City in the first half, capping off a slick counter-attack by volleying Adam Ida's cross into the net. Ida was one of City's players to limp out of this clash with an ankle woe, with Ben Gibson also being replaced by Andrew Omabamideli with a hamstring complaint. Despite plenty of possession, they struggled to create clear-cut opportunities before Huddersfield punished a defensive error from City that allowed ex-Ipswich striker Martin Waghorn to lob Angus Gunn before Grant Hanley inadvertently deflected the ball into his own net. Arsenal loanee Mochinhos saw red in stoppage time after his elbow connected with Josh Ruffles, although replay showed it was a soft decision. Norwich now find themselves 4 points behind sixth-placed Millwall, with Alex Neil's informed Stoke City to come on Saturday.
BBC Radio Norfolk's Chris Gorham has revealed why he didn't commentate on last night's Norwich City match at Huddersfield. BBC managers say the plans will allow it to spend more money on its digital content and provide a better balance to the service it provides to local audiences across all platforms. In a Twitter post, the station's popular voice of the Canaries shared a message from fellow radio host Jack Murley about industrial action in protest at proposed cuts to local radio services. Today, BBC local members begin a 24-hour strike. A BBC spokesperson confirmed that Phil Daly will be taking over from Mr. Gorham at Huddersfield. Mr. Gorham has been BBC Radio Norfolk's football commentator since 2014 and is also the breakfast show presenter.
Three Norwich City supporters have been banned from attending the club's home and away fixtures following an incident during the win at Millwall. The individuals were ejected from the away section of the Den and subsequently arrested by police after being found responsible for throwing a pyrotechnic onto the field that produced a thick yellow smoke, earning them stadium bans. Following the incident, the Canaries received written confirmation from the Football Association of an investigation into their supporters' behaviour. The outcome of the investigation could result in a substantial fine for the club, and City have warned fans that such behaviour could even lead to restrictions on supporters attending our future fixtures. A club statement said, "The club would like to remind its supporters of the zero-tolerance policy on the use of flares, smoke bombs, fireworks or any other form of pyrotechnic inside stadiums."
Norfolk workers at Lotus are helping Team GB go for gold again after designing their new racing cycle ahead of next year's Paris Olympics. The Hethel-based company designed the bike Chris Walls rode to win gold in the men's Omnium Cycling in Tokyo in 2021, and now it is aiming for more medals at next year's events. Lotus has previously seen cycling success at the 1992 Olympic Games in Barcelona and at the 1994 Tour de France, where Chris Boardman clinched the top spot in both competitions. The company, which is best known for its sports cars, says the new bike was designed using a pioneering approach to lightweighting, advanced materials and optimised aerodynamics.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Alison Aplin and Phil Harrison. Tim Peters and Jane Pratt are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news and a feature from Keith Skipper.